Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Guillermo Estella of AG Group, Technology Group, and my son-in-law, and we were discussing his arrival in Puerto Rico, got a job with Olivetti. How long was your Olivetti, and what was the learning experience there, and anything happened there that was of interest, conflicting?
No, but it was a very interesting job interview, though. I learned a lot, because basically all I was really immersed in technology. You know, it was the beginning of the, not the beginning, but it was, you know, the maturing of the PC market, being servers and networks and different new paradigms on how the internet was almost in the infancy. So there were a lot of very, very nice things. One of the things, you know, basically I want to tell, one of the things that Olivetti was developing was the Wi-Fi. They were working in Cambridge, where they used to have a laboratory over there that they developed the wireless.
Cambridge, Massachusetts?
No, Cambridge,
England.
England.
Okay. Because Olivetti, of course, I think most people know is an Italian company, right?
It's an Italian company,
but their
research and development was in two places: Pisa, which I was lucky enough.
The Tower of Pisa.
No, in the city of Pisa, I was lucky enough to visit, and in UK, in Cambridge, they had a huge research and development center.
Mm-hmm, okay.
When in the interview, Mr. Salomon Suwaski, who was the president, he was a Chilean, he told me, okay, what do you know about Unix? It's a very specific operating system. Well, I learned it, I use it at school, and I have a kind of exposure on that. And he was just kind of, all the guys that I interviewed, they didn't know what Unix was, and you just told me exactly what it is. Okay, great. When do we begin? he just brought me in, and
this was the president of Puerto Rico
operation. The president of Puerto Rico operation.
And yeah, he was a Chilean. Huh?
Chilean, and he came from Canada. And in those days, Olivetti was a very strong company. They used to have a very strong market presence in the banks. With ISC, Banco Ramo, they bought a couple of companies, and they were just very aggressively expanding and trying to sell their PC products, which, by the way, they were excellent. And
they had both hardware and software.
They had hardware and software platforms. And software platform, for instance, they used to have an image storage system that was very, very good. But at the end, that they decided to drop the product and. This is our story. But basically, they sell hardware and network and services, and they just big installations, and obviously all the platform, operating systems, network operating systems, prepacked software like Word and Excel. In those days, it was WordPerfect and Lotus. That was the hot sellers in those days. But basically, they were just selling infrastructure, and they were selling installations. They were not selling software over here. They used to have a division, software division in Italy, but they were not able to just be successful in the States selling that software.
Did you get the bug to start getting involved with software at that time, or you had it before, or
no,
you got it later?
No, basically, in the university, I studied 5 years, and I got a lot of programming exposure, basically, but in the old programming languages like COBOL, Fortran, Pascal, and other, even assembly. But I like more the infrastructure side of technology, in the sense of how do you build. I used to have a discussion with a friend of mine that we were system architects. She was an architect, and she was very offended about that. But we were, in a sense, I like the architecture of the system, in a sense. How servers behave, security processes, interconnection, who does what. I was taught to look into the system from the inside out, not from the outside in. And I like it. I like that area of the development. How do you build? It's like a house building. How do you build your system? After that, software debug, software. I am coding. But I didn't code for a long time. Code meaning, you know, programming, because as I told him, I like the hardware part, the infrastructure, how it works, how it relates between systems and stuff. And
so you were with Olivetti 6 years?
Six years.
And the decision to go from Olivetti to the next position, how did that happen?
Basically, I was, Manuel Matosantos asked me, listen, I am planning on migrating from what I have to a more updated system, and I need someone to help me do that, or to help the person that is inside my company to do that.
And Manuel Matosantos has been on my program. He's my my brother-in-law, married to Maritere, and my sister. So the plot thickens.
Yeah, but anyway, they told me come to us and see what we can do. And I thought it was a very challenging situation, because basically I was not giving support or just building for a one-shot deal, but this was something that you plan. It's like building something from the beginning up to a point. And I decided to jump ship, and I was glad that I do, because 2 years later Olivetti was sold to I don't know whom.
And Olivetti kind of died, right? I mean,
They decided to close all the PC and systems.
Whoever bought it.
But they just went away from Latin America and from America. Basically, they left the world, and they just have like two or three consociadas in Europe, and that's it.
So many companies, you think of Kodak, you think of, some of them have been able to revive, look like Xerox was good, but then they revived. But it's just one of those companies that was had a tremendous future, was at the front of...
No, it was at the front in many areas.
So you got out at the right time.
I got out at the right time, and it was very interesting, because we developed a plan, and what I liked is that after 5 or 6 years, the plan was just going the direction that we...
This is in Matosantos.
In Matosantos, yeah. And
there you did get into programming with putting
infrastructure
together, more integrating.
More integrating between databases, programming, different, new technologies were coming out, and how do we incorporate those technologies into the system. But all trying to maintain, the path that we at some point we develop, a plan, a long-term plan, a short-term plan, a medium-term plan, a long-term plan, and how we will just were measuring.
When you think of that period, what was the highlight in terms of achievement that you were going to say, wow, we did it? What was the main goal, the main achievement? When you think back as a wow. Or was it just very, very slow?
No, it was a process. It was a process. But we began with. I remember when I got there, we have only one server, no internet connection, and unlike maybe 20, 25 machines. When I left, the warehouse was wireless connected. We have 7 servers, high-speed connection to the internet, a very, very strong infrastructure. Almost all the employees has machines. The Salesforce, which was one of the things that later on we just were all automated from the beginning. Matosantos was very, very into that kind of trying to look in efficiencies within technology. We have a couple of slips, obviously, because basically. Even if you plan, there are sometimes things that they are not very well documented, but we were able to just, maintain the ship on the course that we wanted to.
So you can't think of a wow moment. It was just kind of a slow development of the goals over the 5-6 years.
Yes, it was a slow development. It was a slow build up of trying to solve the problems and find, because you just look into the problem and you look into the solution outside, and you just try to research which are the technologies that are available for you to buy, to incorporate into the organization, and how that technology will benefit the organization. And that's a process that, there are many things that are integrated, so it's not something I bought this and this. No, no, it's this has to work up with this, and this have to talk with this, and the different areas from warehouse to sales to purchasing, everyone has to speak, and how the system integrates for all of them, and how it will just. But it was a very interesting experience. I am very, very grateful for that experience.
Okay, well, this is a good moment to take another break. I will be right back. I'm with Guillermo Stella of AG Technology Group. We'll be right back after this break.